Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. Oh my goodness, 2024. It's like was like a train wreck for me. My dog died. My Daisy. I got the accident that happened. Lost the high frequency hearing, and nonstop tinnitus. Had a lot of stuff happen. Even right now, my family is, you know, my dad's in the hospital, very, very ill. 2024 was not the best year. It was a very, very big time shakeup year. And it was kind of like everything we thought it was going to be. We're hoping that maybe 2025 could be a little bit better for whatever reason. And we have a lot of change happening. We have a new president coming in. I got a little prediction about that, too. Now, once again, I'd have no crystal ball. I don't know exactly what's going to come. I just kind of, you know, I look at stuff and I go, oh, you know, as a storyteller, maybe this would be the way the story could go. And there's some stories that we got to tell today.
Yeah, as far as it goes, predictions from what's laying on my heart, there's so many things going on with the AI world. There's so many things going on with the, you know, Bitcoin and all of those, you know, Doge. And
let me ask you a question. Are you into crypto at all?
I bought some Bitcoin back in 2017 and did pretty well with it. But we bought a whole bunch of stuff for the farm in 2022, because we heard that it was going to crash. And so we figured we'd take it while we can, you know?
So, I mean, do you see something happening in the, because it seems like you're a forward thinker. Do you see things going in a direction where maybe digital currency could be? I mean, it seems like everybody, we have President Trump, we have J.D. Vance, we got everybody, you know, the whole crew, Vivek, you know, the tech bros, as they call them. It seems like everything's going in that direction.
You know, with Bitcoin and the way that everybody has so much trust and they think that it's anonymous and, you know, nobody can track them. And then it has the ledger. I believe that's what people are really going to steer towards. But who was it actually made by? You know, it was the same people that made the internet. And so I really believe they're leading us into something that we're going to beg for, but then they'll be able to use it, you know, to track us more, to stop payments maybe, or even, you know. But I think that these cryptos are going to try to tie our currency to it somehow, kind of like how China has done.
I think Doge is going to be the one. Even Trump said it. Play their plays as well.
You know, it's the
you understand?
Yeah, the scripture says you got to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. So you got to know how to play the game, right? I mean, Moses came into Pharaoh, and they had the sorcerers. They threw down their, you know, they threw down their little staffs, and it became little snakes. Moses knew how to throw down a staff too, and it became a much bigger snake. So it's like you got to, you know.
That's right.
So maybe we can see a future where we see something like positive coming in this market as well.
Like I was looking over there. They say you got to look into the heavens to know what's going to happen in the earth. So I started looking, and right on the the 21st of January, the planets are going to be what they call in a parade. Six of them are going to be lined up in what a parade, and made me think. And just even on the 21st, you break that down. That says it breaks down to 1111. You know, that's 1111. We're all about being a witness. So
right.
I was already drawn into it. I was like, let me witness what's going on right here. And it was crazy. And they're not even in a straight line. You know what I'm saying? They're in an arc. They're in an arch. You know, and that's going along with everything right now with McDonald's, you know, Grimace. Luigi,
the arches,
it's all, and it's just funny how right into January the planets are lining up into the arch, and right at the end of it, it's going to happen for 2 months, and right into March, you know what I'm saying, Saturn switching place with Mercury, you know what I'm saying, and then right in March, Saturn loses, it's going to give the appearance that it loses its rings,
you know, yes, saying?
So it made me think, like, the Lord of the Rings, the power of the rings, what's that mean? It makes, so I was thinking, does that mean Saturn's going to be let loose?
I'm feeling that. I did a show about this because, of course, the inauguration happens on the 20th. So you have all of this happening at the exact same time. And the fact that, you know, Saturn starts to lose his rings, I look at it as, you know, maybe it's a possibility that we could see something more strict because, you know, Saturn's known as the taskmaster. It's like, it's my way or the highway, right? We're going to do it my way, or you're going to get beat down until you submit to it. That's just the way it's going to be. And, now Mercury is, it's the messenger planet.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have these two things. Saturn losing its rings could mean maybe the enemy losing its influence.
I was thinking, and Mercury also, I put up, it said it was the god of commerce, which is the ability to buy and sell. You know, so when the planets are, we're going through the new year and everything's lining up, I see like in the crypto, and I'm bringing it into it. I see in the crypto market, everything's lining up. Everything is going up into the arch, and we're going to hit that arch probably in January, February for the turnover. And then our ability to buy or sell maybe the crypto or maybe some type of stocks, we might enter that short period for that month in March. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket.
Right. You know? Wow.
Yeah. In the March, maybe we'll see that markets plunge. We might be entering into that one little part. That, you know what I'm saying? So that's my prediction. It's going to go up. We're going to hit the arch. It's going to go down. We're going to switch places with Mercury, the ability to trade and buy. And then we'll see how that plays out.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, that's what everybody's worried about, of course. You know, it's hard not to look at the references that are playing out in scripture. It's hard not to look at the things that we're seeing in the real world play out too. On this channel, if you're new to the channel, welcome. I hope you hit the like button, you share the channel around, and you, become part of Patreon too, because this is what we do every other Sunday. We come together and we talk, but it could be a time where, you know, these biblical characters seem to really be playing out in the world in such a way that it's almost like maybe you just got to lean into it a little bit, you know, maybe think for a second that we are, you know, here for a reason. And there are these two sets of individuals in the end, in the book of Revelation, that, you know, they rise up at the same time during this judgment. You know, there's these two sets of individuals. The scripture says, and speaking of Saturn, what you were saying, Jude, is, you know, it is the taskmaster. It is the more legalistic. It is but it's also the adversary, which makes you stronger and grow more. But the scripture says that when the devil's cast into the earth, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, meaning if you're in this realm and you're, you know, suckling on the teat of, you know, whatever social media platform is, and you're just not looking for more, and you're just living, you know, according to the ways that the world offers, you may have a little bit of a problem. Woe to you, because you're not going to like it if you're not a good person. You're not going to like it if you're very carnal. But, you know, rejoice those in the heavens, because, you know, here's our reward. So you got these two sets of individuals. Some are going to go to everlasting life, and some are going to go to everlasting condemnation and contempt.
You know, we live in a realm where, as you know, Satan is the god of this world. But coming out of Babylon, you know, once you see the deception, once you've seen all this, you can't unsee it.
Right.
And I've just come to a point where I almost feel like I'm in a different time zone or a different dimension, you know, because it just doesn't. There's nothing new under the sun, you know, and talking about all the prophecies and everything, you know, it's kind of like me talking sports and picking my, you know, my football team and seeing what's going on.
But
as Jesus said, we're not of this world. This is not our place. And right. I just don't participate in the division of politics, the division of religion.
Here's a question for you. What do you think society looks like in 2025, spiritually speaking? Do you think people will become, you know, more enamored with religion or less enamored with religion? Or do you think that they will become more, you know, will they really desire to know God? Meaning, are they going to go into the religious system and we'll see more of that? Or will they stray away from it and go farther into like Sodom and Gomorrah?
Yeah, well, The answer is probably both. But as I've said before, I think religion is going to play an enormous part going forward. I think we're going to see division in religion, especially between, you know, the Christian world and the Muslim world. I just see it coming. I've seen it coming for a long time.
I think that maybe like the Abraham Accords and stuff like that, that we can't find a way. Well, because it seems like, and this would be like what I would think, that we would see maybe even a more of an amalgamation of, I don't want to, you know, use that one world religion, but it certainly seems that way. I mean, I don't remember ever the Catholic Church being as, right now it seems very venerated. It seems like they're doing huge things. They just opened the, you know, all those portals, the doors to St. Peter, speaking of the devil and speaking of the day we're in and the planet's alignment. St. Peter's, I'm going to sift you like wheat's tomb, you know? So it's, I feel like 2025, this would be like, if there was going to be like, if I was to tell you where I see it going, I see a real push towards Roman Catholicism. But with the caveat being like more of this, you know, we're all going to kind of get along. Like it won't appear that we're the same religion, but yet we all be behind the scenes. That's what's going to happen. The major religions are going to basically become like the heads of one system. That's my feeling. And I feel like maybe we'll see even some kind of legislation or some kind of paperwork being signed or contracts or big events between all of the world rulers in religion, you know, from the Pope to like the you know, whatever the imam is over here or the rabbi over there. I feel like we'll see some kind of, I don't know, world, you know, epoch where it all comes together. What do you think?
Probably that's what's going to happen. You know, I don't think we're ready for the entire, you know, the one world religion part of it yet. I think with the Middle East and all the things going, but hey, you know, what's my opinion?
You have to ask the question with everything that just went down with Syria too. You know, there are big things happening, big changes, things that are happening right now. Trump coming in, when he just said, you know, come on over, Mr. Gates, Mr. Bill Gates, come on over to the center of like the universe. He called Mar-a-Lago the center of the universe, you know, kind of like that, you know, that magazine cover that back in 2016, we're all like, oh, this is the world in 2017. And you see Trump sitting on top of the world. Here we are, I think, what, 7 years later?
I wanted to say something about what Lance said, because I kind of feel the same way Lance feels, which is odd. I don't feel like anything is touching me. The thing that you just said about Trump saying, oh, Bill, come over to my side. I see that differently. I actually think that Trump doesn't realize this, but I think Trump's being used by God to help these people, give them one last chance.
I like that.
To come to know God, because I don't want any of these people to die. I don't want any of these people. I know most of these people are probably blackmailed, probably, you know, being threatened. And
you don't have trust in our leaders.
I don't have. Well, I don't. That's okay. I've never really had trust in the leaders. Yeah. Sadly, the only one that actually did what he said he was going to do was Trump. And I do feel like there's going to be a lot of people that are going to run, like what you said, to religion. And it reminds me, see, I get confused with the scripture sometimes, because I wonder, like, what is this scripture talking about? Because I know there's a scripture that says... Well,
Give me an example. I'd like to help you.
Okay, so in the end, it says, like, I don't remember if it's Revelation, but it does say that, like, eventually all the people, instead of running to God, they're going to run and try to hide and ask for the rocks to call them. But some people are going to go to the government and some are going to go to the religious. Well, I think that's what's coming. I think
that's already happened. I think that's already happened.
See, oh, yeah. I feel like there's a lot of people in around where I live. They don't want to go to church anymore. Like, nobody's gone to church. The churches around here look like they're
I don't think that is even, to be honest, I don't even think that that's a bad thing. I would rather, you know, I'd rather people be, you know, seeking God on their own without being told where to go. Because, I mean, you know, depending on all the churches you have, if you got all of their leaders together and they had to follow a certain doctrine, you're going to find divisions among them. And I'd rather people go to God. That's always been my thing. That's why I'm not a church. You know, someone told me I should get, you know, like a license or something that I could be tax exempt. I was like, no, I'm just here to share my life, share my faith, and, you know, share maybe 2025 what we could see coming with that. You know, I have a question for you because you have faith in Trump, which is wonderful because, I mean, God placed him where he placed him. I'm not so sure going into it. I just got this weird vibe, especially with the planets aligning and everything that Rock said. But I got this vibe that maybe everything's not going to go as smoothly as possible because it has been quiet, right? It has been quiet, Tracy. So yeah. Do you think that there's going to be a smooth transition of power? Like if you were to say...
I do not think there's going to be a smooth transition of power. I actually think that something is brewing in the background and something is going to... They're going to try stuff. Like if you think about people who want to be in control, I was one of those people until God saved me from that. I didn't ever want to tell the truth. I would lie just to cover other lies because I didn't want people to find out. So if I put myself, my old me, in their place and the government is like, oh, we can't have these people find out all the stuff that we're doing. So I feel like they're plotting something to keep kind of what Lance said. Once you're awake, you can't go back to sleep. But I think their arrogance is going to make them think they can put us back to sleep, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. I think right. that they're plotting something.
Sometimes I worry that we may be already asleep when I'm doing shows on McDonald's in Grimace. And it's like, am I really, you know? The Lord showed me Grimace in New York City. Something bad is going to happen. Or am I just, have I just lost it? You know, have I lost it? But I'll tell you one thing. Speaking of what happened with Luigi Mangione, which is weird. Did you see the picture of him next to Oswald? And they look almost identical, Mary?
Yeah. And I saw him smiling at the Grimace. That's
weird, right?
You know what? When I watched that your show about Grimace, and I just kept thinking, you know, of all the things that they're pushing on TV and on Netflix, like this show called Smile.
Scary. Yeah.
Scary. And, you know, you mentioned a lot of things, but Grimace is always coming up. And I also thought about the Black Knight, you know, and that was years ago with the Joker.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Grimace, when somebody grimaces, it means they're in pain or right. It's like a, you know, something bad's going to happen.
Yeah, or maniacal. But, it's like an evil, it's either evil or it's pain. Yeah.
Oh, and my daughter just mentioned the Grinch too. The Grinch had that big maniacal smile.
And he ruins Christmas.
Yes.
Right? Well, think about the irony there. You know, because really it's supposed to be about Christ in us. But so, you know, here's the thing. Are you worried now when you like go to the mall or whatever? I mean, do you feel like 2025 is going to be better?
I have a heaviness. I feel like there's a heaviness over my entire world. Now I have a situation here with my things going on in my personal life, and things are just, there's a transition going on, a lot of things going on in my family and things.
Oh geez.
Which is you know, and I but anyhow,
it's a personal thing.
Sometimes I'm like, can't even think about what's going on out in the world. I got so much to deal with right here.
2024 is a nuts year. Do you see 2025 maybe getting better or worse?
I don't want to throw out any bad vibes out there, but I'm worried. I'm like, I just see so many things. And sometimes I worry that, you know, that these parties, you know, the red and the blue are, you know, both wings of the same bird.
Yeah. Which you know, they are. I mean,
and
I,
they
I
are.
Think they are. Yeah.
I mean, as far as the religious things, I think, you know.
You were to like close your eyes and picture 2025 in a grocery store. Is there food on the shelves or is it like sparse and way expensive? Say 6 months down.
Way expensive. And there might be food left on the shelves because people can't afford it.
Oh.
And, you know, or nothing but processed food thing. I mean, going into Aldi's, it's just everything is now contains bioengineered food.
2000
tastes the same anymore. I don't know if anybody noticed food doesn't taste the same.
Yeah, that is strange.
Yeah.
I actually even noticed that, you know, the eggs are in short supply because there's this big thing. There was this big egg recall and now, you know, bird flu and there's all mm-hmm. of this stuff. So, I mean, I'm wondering if perhaps, you know, this could be something we could worry about. Or should we worry about food insecurity? Do you think the tariffs that are supposed to be placed, will they be placed, Heath? Will they be placed and will that make it better for us? Do you think that Trump will end up taking away the, the IRS?
Well, Destiny actually has a strong opinion about the tariffs there.
Oh, give me it, Destiny. I need to hear it.
Well, I actually think that it's going to actually hurt us in right. the end. You know, everything's going to go sky high. Like, it's already going to go. And mm-hmm. I hear so many people saying, it's us taking one for the team, you mm-hmm. know, so that way our children won't have to carry this debt. Well, honey, they pushed that back till 2030. So that just makes me think that the 2030 agenda thing is real and it's right. full force. Like,
they reset.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just all making sense. And it's like, well, we're not actually, if they postponed it, then we're not taking one for the team.
So then I'm thinking it would have to be incremental. Like they couldn't just shove this because you're putting it out to like 2030. So there's like an end goal, you know, and they did tell us there was. So yeah. It could be incremental. Like we'll start to see, you know, price hikes. I think that we're going to see, because under the guise of getting rid of all the immigration, you know, or the migrants, which, you know, the whole thing is just, it feels so set up to me. I feel like it's going to be, we're going to start to see the militarization of, you know, I don't know where we go, the malls, the cities and we may even say there's another thing. I believe we'll start to see some laws change. What do you think about that?
A lot of laws are going to be changed.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll have many rights.
Well, let me ask you a question. It seems like you two are a little bit smarter than most. Looks like you have a little something to sustain yourselves. Maybe you're doing something.
Well, by
right.
God's grace, in 2012, we pulled away from the city we were living in and moved to yeah. Arkansas.
Right.
And we really wanted, the goal was to get off-grid and to be self-sufficient. We really doubled down our efforts. And so as far as egg shortages, they don't bother us.
I bring this up for a very specific reason, because you made it out like it's wee, it's going to be terrible, terrible. But hang on a second. But God has sheltered you from that. So here once again, so we see two sets of individuals, one who will be provided for, one who is going to be, it's going to be a tough time.
We're very positioned here as well in Western Australia. We had to. We don't have a problem with our eggs or even fresh produce because we don't rely on what it, and it's rubbish that's been put out in our main suppliers like your Coles, your Woolworths, and you buy it and it's off within 12 hours.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's what Mary was saying, was that the food is just a taste. It does. I look at strawberries and I'm like, what is this? So, you know, it really feels like we're entering into the twilight zone. You know, now, a lot of people say that Australia is almost like the model of what's going to happen in the United States left. Do you feel like Australia is less free than it was?
Absolutely. We are more closer to martial law than we've ever been in the last 100 years. our rights, everything, what they're pushing through Parliament, taking rights from parents for their children, this idea of putting chips in children, they're really pushing that.
Something has to give, and that's you know, that's basically what this is all about. And you know, it's like 2025. You know, is it going to be a dream come true? For me, I feel like it could be a good thing. You know, especially if like 2030 is the year, 2030 is the year. I feel like there's a possibility that maybe we could see great change. I think there's going to be a move. Another change we'll see probably in cinema as well. We're going to see a lot more pro-American films, pro-United States of America. But yet, is it really going to be the United States of America as its own island? Or is it going to be a world power that is now walking lockstep with the rest of the world? I feel like we're going to see more unity, you know, coming together. And that's, you know, that would be kind of my main, you know, I guess, prediction for what's to come. It's going to be tough. So, I mean, what we talked about, we said maybe some food shortages, some issues with that. We're going to see a change in digital. You know, I'm not too sure that the chance for power is going to go the way it's supposed to go. Got a lot going on in the heavens, a lot going on in the earth. So it's a very good time to be excited. But one thing is that we learned today is that even though things may be hard for everybody else, God's got us. God's got you. And it's going to all be okay, and better than okay, because that's my big one. That's my big prediction, is it's going to be better than okay for 2025 for those that are doing the right thing. I've always said, if you're a productive member of society, you love, you forgive, you're compassionate, you're going to do great with the big changes, the big whip that's coming to this country and the world. All right. Well, I love each and every one of you. I want to thank everybody from Patreon. And if you want to be a part of this, you can come on anytime. And click on and, you know, become part of the party. This is really cool that we do this. And it's also very helpful to me and the channel. I wouldn't be able to do it without any of you. So I love you. I thank you all for your support. Have the best day ever. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
With our fearful cry, and for many it ends the same. That is because upon ourselves we took the sins of the world, all the fear, all the lies, all the hate, and all the shame. We taught her who we were when we believed we were simply our past, our heartache, our traditions, our beliefs and our name. Trapped in a cycle of what could have, should have, would have, until we have the wisdom, the courage and the wherewithal to change. Ignorance of the power within, because of this world spin, making the same mistakes again and again and again. The gods of this world have become blind, powerless, death dominate. Arise, arise, O existing one, the one who hides behind the eyes of those who gnash their teeth, weep, hate, and blame. For there is a beast ruling in your stead that you must help us to take. So gone will be the days when babes come into this world with a fearful cry and leave the same.